going?
Oh, you know, about as good as it can, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
I want Kyle to step in just real quick.
Okay, that's fine. If you
can't write a report. Do you caught the storm?
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
I was just behind this morning a little bit. I tried to get away from home.
I was worried about being late myself. In fact, I had to drive my daughter's car because she was parked behind me, had me blocked in.
How old is your daughter?
19.
Okay. Hey, Kyle, how's it going? Good to see you. Good to see you.
How are you?
Dandy.
Well, since this is an investigation into some allegations of me that could potentially be criminal in nature, I want to clarify something real quick. Are you investigating this administratively?
No.
Or on behalf of the city or criminal?
Criminal.
Okay. So the follow-up question for you is, if I, and I do want to cooperate with him, obviously you know that I've been cooperative, but just something that I got to get on record is if I don't answer his questions, will I be penalized by the city?
I mean, we're not the ones that requested the investigation.
Well, I understand, but... So government employees can be compelled to incriminate themselves,
yeah.
But those incriminating statements can't be used against them in criminal proceedings.
You're asking Todd questions at this point.
Well, you're the one that's here, so. I want to cooperate with him. He didn't ask for this. You know, I want to do as much as I can to help him and the city, but at the same time, I got to look out for my own interests too, so.
I'm not looking into any administrative violations or anything
right.
like that. I'm just looking into the mules, the allegations about mules.
Right.
That's all.
Okay.
So as far as the administrative portion of that, I'm not sure how all that works.
Right. And, I mean, the mules thing would be a policy violation too, so.
Okay.
But basically, you're familiar with Garrity, I'm sure. So.
Garrity?
Oh,
yeah.
So. That's why I'm asking.
Sure.
So, like I said, I want to help you and your job.
Sure. I'm not sure Garrity applies to what I'm doing, but again, that's going to be a question for
right.
the administration.
Well, that's why I was asking him.
Yeah.
You know,
you're not compelled to talk to me at all. You can tell me to pound sand if
sure.
you want to.
No, I'll hear you out, and if you know, I don't have anything to hide, but
sure.
at the same time. Anything taken out of context or, mm-hmm. you know, something like that could be damaging to me, so.
Absolutely.
But, all right, cool.
I mean, you're asking questions I'm not prepared to answer, so.
Sure. That's fair.
Say what you got to say. If you don't want to say something, we'll go from there, I guess. I don't know. I'll have to call Todd and consult with him. You know, this is all foreign territory at this point, so.
Wish I could say it was foreign for me. I, you know, had to deal with this with other cops, so.
Sure.
Thanks for your time.
No problem.
All right.
See, again, I will summarize. You came here voluntarily this morning. This is a voluntary interview. If, I got the wrong chair here.
Yeah, these chairs are not high quality.
So, again, meeting with me is voluntary, so if you decide you don't want to talk to me, it is a criminal investigation that I'm looking into. The criminal charge is misuse of mules, misdemeanor charge, but that's what I'm doing. So I just had some questions about that.
Okay.
So, obviously, you understand we got called about this. We got requested by the prosecuting attorney. He sent the Highway Patrol a letter. I got assigned to look into it. I started working on it last week, so I've looked into a couple things. And so I guess if you could just start by telling me kind of how this all came to your attention and kind of the whole story from the start.
Well, in terms of how it came to my attention, I received a letter at my home from Kyle, the gentleman that was just here, a certified letter indicating that an employee of mine had filed a grievance and I was being notified that the matter was under investigation. I was instructed not to speak with anybody. Any city employees about the issue, just simply don't talk to anybody about it.
Sure.
And so immediately after receiving the letter, I contacted Kyle arranged a meeting with him to figure out what it was all about. And at first, he hadn't spoken with the city's attorney yet to, you know, figure out what he could and couldn't say to me. Mm-hmm. And after he'd had an opportunity to, you know, like a couple hours later, after he'd had an opportunity to meet with the city attorney, he told me that one of my employees, he loosely identified which one, had made a grievance against me with a laundry list of complaints to include, and actually the only one that he specified that day, because he asked me outright whether or not I had obtained information from Mules regarding Doree Slinker for the purposes of posting it on social media mm-hmm. during Doree's mayoral campaign. And I, of course, denied that because I did not do that. Now, I did post information about Doree, but that information is freely available on CaseNet okay. and through word of mouth from officers that were involved in those situations.
Sure.
In fact, none of those things would have even been in DOR or Mules. So, because they were like domestic related things, ex partes, stuff like that.
Okay.
So.
Okay. When was the mayoral candidacy? When was that race?
I believe he's been mayor for at least either right at 2 years. I guess it's been 2 years ago. This is 23. So yeah, I think 21 was when he was elected. I think.
Okay. What do you recall? What election that was? Was that a November election, or was it a different?
I don't.
City election in April.
I can Google it and find out if you'd like.
That's fine. I wasn't sure from you. Okay. So what...
It's certainly been more than a year ago.
Yeah. So. When... Did you ever use Mules to look up Doree Slinker?
Yes.
Okay. When did you do that?
I don't remember specific dates.
Okay. Approximate months?
But I can give you some instances of what was going on when that happened.
Okay.
Number one, we received a complaint from a citizen... by a citizen, an employee of Southern Boone Schools, who's a bus driver, who complained about him running a stop arm on a bus.
Okay.
And that complaint, if I remember correctly, and please don't take this as gospel, but I'm pretty sure that complaint came directly to me.
Okay.
And instead of going through dispatch.
Okay.
I assigned it to an officer. Somewhere in the mix of all that, I ran Doree's.
Okay.
And then there was another complaint from a citizen about Doree's driving habits. And I was actually going to go, and this was, I think, after he was an alderman, and I was going to go talk to him myself and just have like a face-to-face conversation, notify him of the complaint. I looked him up again
okay.
to find his address. Never actually had that conversation with him because life happens, professional life.
Okay.
So there's at least two that I can think of immediately off the top of my head.
Okay.
But I don't remember dates. I just know that it's been in the last 2.5 years.
Okay. Did those complaints come in while he was running for mayor?
One of the complaints came in, and he was actually cited for the stop arm violation by Officer Jason Osenberger. Okay. That one came... I think while he was a candidate for alderman. The other complaint came in while he was running for mayor. And there may, I can't remember.
The other complaint is the driving habits one?
Yeah, the complaint was he almost hit my best friend
okay.
at such and such intersection. I don't remember what that intersection was, but there was also a phone conversation with Doree's, so it's possible, because I know obviously you're going to follow up on this, and if you haven't already, you're going to get, you know, a printout of mm-hmm. all my Mules transactions. It's possible he may be on there a third time, where, because he called me after the stop arm violation and asked me how that was going to affect him as a alderman candidate.
Okay.
The reason I'm looking up, just trying to think of the timeline here. At any rate, I don't remember for sure, but it's possible that I ran him. So that would have been within like a couple months of running him the first time.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Any other investigations involving Derice prior to these two that you recall?
Not that I can think of off the top of my head.
Okay. So to your recollection, you ran him at least twice.
At least twice.
Maybe three times.
Possibly three times.
Where would documentation of the stop arm violation be located?
In our record system.
Okay.
And probably CaseNet.
Okay. And what about the driving habits violation?
That was, like I said, that was also a direct call to me. Okay. And was never entered into CAD.
Okay.
And it was simply just going to be a, because it wasn't even the offended person who called me. It was a third party complaint.
Okay.
And I was just going to go, like, meet up with Derice and say, hey, this happened. I didn't have his phone number at the time. In fact, and please don't share this with him, but I didn't give him my phone number until he was elected mayor.
Sure.
So I was just going to go knock on his door and say, hey, man, just wanted to let you know that this happened, okay. So on and so forth. Okay. So.
And so that won't be documented anywhere?
I don't believe I created an incident.
Which one happened first? The driving habits? The stop arm?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you recall what time of day that you got called about that, or what time of day that case was handled by Officer Rosenberger?
I want to say we were at the old PD.
Okay.
And I was in my office when I got the call. Jason's worked day shift forever. I want to say late morning.
Okay. And do you recall the other one about his driving habits?
I don't.
Okay. Are there any other instances of Derice being, you running Derice in mules that you recall?
Not that I can think of.
Okay. So I already have the log scan results from mules for Derice, and it was ran by OLN. It wasn't ran by his name. Do you recall doing that by OLN?
Yeah, generally if I don't know like somebody's name and date of birth, I would page them out and then run the OLN.
Okay, when you say page them out, you mean like an RMS finding?
No, like do where you do a driver directory.
Okay.
In DOR.
Okay.
So old school mules, that was called paging out. I don't know what they call it nowadays, but.
I've never heard it called page out, but you mean run like just his name and not his date of birth and it
no.
gives you a list of.
So you can do like a driver search in DOR.
Okay.
You can also do vehicle searches.
Okay.
So it was, would have been done by like, you just look up first, last name, and it gives you a list of matches.
Okay.
So it would have been, you know, obviously if you type in Slinker Derice, it'll bring up a list of,
okay,
starting with Derice Slinker and names that sound like it.
Sure.
Moving on down the line.
Okay.
Alphabetically.
And so you obtained his OLN that way?
I would suspect, because that's generally how it.
Okay.
If I was looking for somebody and didn't have like their name and date of birth, that's how I would have done it.
Okay.
I can't say for sure that's how I did it in these circumstances, but
okay.
My feeling is that's how I would have done it.
Okay. The first lookup that I found, because the way we work special investigations, this is considered a special investigation because you're the chief of Ashland. That's why I required a letter from Roger Johnson requesting me look into it. The way our special investigations work is we're limited in scope to what we can look at.
Mm-hmm.
Based on the allegations that were brought forward, it was believed that it occurred while he was running for mayor, all that. So I kind of limited the scope of how the time frame, mm-hmm, that I ran it. I already talked to Kyle once, and he said that when he talked to you, you had looked up your log scan history yourself. And he recalled seeing something in November 2021.
Yeah, I went through my own history because, again, the allegation, mm-hmm. and I was like, yeah, but when did I do that?
Okay.
So I don't even remember when he was, like, for sure when he was elected.
Okay.
But I can comfortably say that I personally never ran him. I don't, well, actually, I guess I can't comfortably say that. I don't think that I've had occasion to run him since he ran for mayor, or since he was elected.
Okay. I think a lot of city elections are typically in April.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, the first, I found two instances where you ran him by OLN. The first instance was November 18th, 2021. And I want to say it was 7:20 in the morning or so. Does that help recollect anything?
It doesn't.
Okay. And then the second instance that I found of him being ran was March 10th, 2022. And that was 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 1500 hours-ish.
Also doesn't ring any bells.
Okay. So, but to your recollection, you told me about two instances here. Is it possible that these two instances are those two?
It is possible.
Times.
Yeah.
Okay.
And which, if we circle back around to what I said earlier about, I'm cautious about what I say being considered inaccurate or, you know, not honest.
Sure.
Not having those dates scares me.
Sure.
So,
okay.
They could be. I can only think of two times that I've ran him. Both times were for what I felt were legitimate law enforcement reasons.
Okay. Based on citizen complaints?
Based on citizen complaints.
Okay. I'm going to ask because someone's going to want to know. In these instances, because he was running for mayor or he was a city councilman, do you guys have a policy? And again, I'm not investigating policy, but in terms of looking into someone that is a city administrator, mayor, whoever, is there a reason why you wouldn't have passed that off to another agency to look into those violations?
No, I mean, kind of the feeling is that at the time, no, they're just
okay.
Not any reason. Like, for something as minimal as a, you know, infraction, like a traffic infraction.
Sure.
Wouldn't have, in my opinion, risen to the level of dragging in the sheriff's department or you guys.
Okay. When it came, so the stop arm violation was handled by Jason Osenberger, and then you talked about the other one where someone had complained that he almost hit someone in his car, and you said you looked up because you didn't have his phone number, you looked up his address, you
Correct.
Go talk to him. Did you go talk to him?
I did not.
Okay. Did anybody go talk to
No.
him? Any officers?
And the reason is I at that time he had already been elected.
Okay.
So I was more or less just as a courtesy gonna go talk to him and say, hey, look, somebody made this complaint about you.
Mm-hmm.
This is the second one in so many years, you know, please be careful.
Okay.
How you're driving. I got busy, it never happened.
Okay. Did you ever talk to him in the office here when you saw him
No.
in meetings, anything like that?
Nope.
Okay.
Enough time had gone by where I just...
Okay. Anything else related to those lookups that you think is important I know about?
Not that I can think of.
Okay. Related to this, again, because I'm looking into the misuse of mules, but it's all wrapped into one thing about this publishing online
mm-hmm.
Criminal justice information. I don't have a record of all the things that were posted. I've seen some screenshots that have been provided to me. Tell me about this Keith Beavers account.
So that account was created for investigative reasons in 2015 or 16.
Okay.
Basically an account that you could look at people on Facebook without exposing
yep.
your personal account.
Okay.
Then at some point, it occasionally got used for, like in this case, DeReese, where I had knowledge, even without looking stuff up in CaseNet, I had knowledge that he had a criminal history. and not feeling that he was a good fit without knowing him personally. Like, I know him a little better now and have some regret for doing that because clearly he's changed. But that account kind of became like a, I guess, a troll account for posting things out there without putting myself at risk, just because small town politics, can't be honest about things as who you actually are without risk of getting in trouble. And plus, it also protects the image of the city and the police department. If you're not posting it as yourself or as, you know, the Ashland Police Department. So, does that answer your question?
Makes sense, yeah. This account, who created it in 2015?
I did.
Okay. And in 2015, where were you working at the time?
The Hallsville Police Department.
Okay. Because it was created for a, as you said, criminal justice purpose, does anybody else in this department have access to that account?
I have shared with one other person. It was probably 2017, and I sincerely doubt that he still has.
Okay.
I mean, password never changed or anything, but.
Okay. Is this account still active?
No, I closed it.
Okay. When did you do that?
4 or 5 months ago.
Okay.
I stopped using it, and then, so, I had threatened to discipline the person, incidentally, who complained about me, about posting some provocative stuff on social media. Things that would have caused an embarrassment to the department.
Okay.
And he knew, obviously, about this Keith Beavers account. And despite the fact that it was inactive and not being used, I felt it was probably in my best interest to just do away with it so that, number one, the temptation to troll people wouldn't be there.
Okay.
And second of all, if he ever did disclose who it was, that I could honestly say I closed that account months ago.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Does anybody else know about this account?
Andrew knows about it. Obviously, the entire city council knows about it now.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Weichner knew about it. I suspect that there were a couple of other police department employees that knew, but not openly, if that makes sense.
In using this account to post information, and I know you've said it, I'm going to ask you, did you post any information with that account that was from Mules?
No.
Okay. What types of information did you post?
Basically, just information trying to get the word out publicly because he, I don't know if you're from a small town or familiar with small town politics, but Durice was put up on a pedestal by the community. He was somebody that I felt, given his quasi-violent past, probably wouldn't be a good fit for the city in that position.
Okay.
So I would just post stuff out there. Like, I think one time I posted, you know, like a, I'm trying to think of how it was phrased, like, which way in the world can't, it, and I'm laughing nervously, I'm not laughing at what I did. Which mayoral candidate, you know, listing two of them, which one has been arrested for domestic assault, which one has had an ex parte three times or however many times it was, you know, and going down the list of, you know, who's been sued by this person and that person. And then, you know, if you answered Dury Slinker, then you were correct, or, you know, things like that. To my recollection, there was never any, like, specific dates of things that these occurred, and it was always followed up with, this is information that's freely available, to try and encourage people to look into things for themselves and not just believe some random person on Facebook.
Okay. The information that you did post, and I know you've alluded to it, where did you obtain all that information?
Either CaseNet, or the actual involved officers.
Okay. So in talking to them, because you knew of the officers, or how did you get it from those officers?
Well, one of them was employed by this department. Actually, two of them.
Okay. So when you wanted to post that, did you go specifically talk to them about what had gone on during those incidents?
Basically just...
Is this information that you knew from when it occurred?
Basically just kind of satisfying some curiosities about what happened, asking the stories, but I didn't like post any of the details of what led to, like what transpired. None of that stuff was actually posted.
Okay.
Just the fact that there was an arrest, you know.
Sure.
And again, these things are in CaseNet, so.
Yeah.
Things that, as I'm posting it, I know that it, as I'm posting it, I know that there's kind of a fine line between, oh, how to phrase that. Essentially making sure that you don't post anything that would be potentially illegal. So
okay.
Trying to separate, you know, First Amendment right to free speech from crossing that line into criminal territory.
Sure. In looking further into past, say, criminal violations or duties, did you use your report system to obtain any of that information?
Not our current one.
Okay. But you used a past one?
We have an archive system that, well, actually, that's not true. So the answer is no. Did I look him up in our past report system to read a report from the past? Yes.
Okay.
Did I post specifics about that incident on Facebook? No.
Okay. Is there a log of logins to show when that may have
occurred? I doubt it. It's an Excel database.
Okay. All right. When it comes to what you did post on Facebook, how would I obtain a copy of that history?
I mean, aside from the screenshots that I'm sure are floating around out there, I don't know if once an account is, I don't know how long Facebook retains that information.
Okay.
So.
If you were to try to log in as Keith Beavers, would it log in?
No.
It absolutely would not.
I've tried. It will not.
Okay.
So.
What was the username for Keith Beavers?
I believe it was an email address that has, and so the login was created under an email address that I deleted in 2016, I think.
Okay.
So I had also had an not department related email account, Gmail account that was MO0100548. It was actually created while I was still at the Boone County Sheriff's Department. So it was the Boone County Sheriff's Department's ORI plus my DSN at gmail.com.
Okay.
And then I deleted that account in 2016 after Keith Beavers was created.
Okay.
But obviously that login still remained for Keith Beavers.
Okay.
So I had no way of like changing the password or anything because the email account that the password reset would have gone to was long gone.
Okay. So when you logged in, did it use your username or you have to enter in your email address first and then put the password in?
Correct.
Okay. And so that was Boone ORI plus, what was your badge number at the time?
5463. So it would have been MO0100000 5463@gmail.com.
Okay. And what was the password that you used with that account?
I don't remember.
Okay. And you closed it out how long ago?
At least, and I don't remember, so I'm going to give you a reference, like at least three months ago.
Okay. Did you have any inclination that this investigation was going to come up 3 months ago?
No.
Okay. So this was all kind of a surprise. You hadn't...
Well, yeah, the reason, number one, that I closed it was it had become inactive, and I had...
When you say it became inactive, what do you mean?
Like, I just stopped using it because,
okay.
You know, number one, the primary reason that I used it was for speaking, you know, people would like talk smack, make negative comments towards the city, the police department, particular officers.
Sure.
And generally that was the way that you could comment as a member of the public without people knowing that it was you, and thus embarrassing the department or the city. And I had just kind of stopped worrying about it so much. And then, like I said, once I became a little more familiar with DeReese and realized that his past wasn't a reflection of who he was today,
mm-hmm.
I started feeling guilty about some of the things that I had posted about him. So I stopped using it, right? And then, like I said, I threatened to discipline the guy who complained about me, about something that he posted on social media that, like I said, was provocative, and on the police department's, on a post that was on the police department's Facebook page, because he is immediately identifiable as a national police officer. And when he refused to delete the post, I was like, you're leaving me no choice but to discipline you for it then. And knowing the type of personality that he is, I was like, he's gonna dime me out for being Keith Beavers in retaliation for this, so I closed the account. So.
Okay, I see. And that was that whole thing with him and possibly disciplining him was 3 or 4 months ago?
At least.
Okay. That makes sense. Okay. I don't think I have any other questions for you. Is there anything else that you think is important that I know about related to this?
I mean, not that would be limited to the scope that you're looking into. I mean, Mule's logs and my statements are pretty objective. Some of the other, at least one person that you've spoken to, I assume have spoken to, I personally question his credibility.
Okay.
In fact, that's why we're here today, is because of his credibility.
Okay. Okay. And I'm not going to be the judge of that.
Sure.
That's, I'll be honest, this is talking to you today, because of the limited scope, I think I can put a pin in this for now. I'm going to write up what I have. I'm going to submit it to the prosecutor. And talking to Roger Johnson, he told me that, well, I have a relationship with him. He's the chief of Ashland. He said, I'm going to assign a special prosecutor to look at this. But again, I'm sure you know how statute of limitations work, obviously.
Yeah, it's outside of it.
It's well outside of it in talking to him. So I don't know what will happen after this. As far as investigating this specific allegation, this is kind of the last thing that I needed to do, was talk to you about it. So I appreciate you talking to me about it and giving me your side of the story. But after this, it'll be out of my hands as far as what happens from there. Obviously, with Sunshine Request, the city council, whoever, will be able to get a copy of my reports, but I don't think there's anything in there that they're going to be surprised by. I don't think there's anything in there that you'd be surprised by.
I've been, very honest, because I know that if I lie, I'm going to lose my job.
Sure.
Period.
Sure.
There's still a strong chance I'll lose my job anyway, but sure. I know for a fact that if I lie, I'm going to lose my job.
Sure.
And which is why we had this specific line of questioning that we did when I brought Kyle in here, is like, if I choose not to tell you something, am I going to be fired?
Sure.
So
that's an administrative thing. I'm
sure.
Doing the criminal thing. So
right.
I don't, I'm familiar with Garrity in the sense of what it is, but I don't know all the nuances of how it works and all that stuff. This is not a Garrity interview though. So I can say that I have nothing to do with that at all. Again, a voluntary interview. So I appreciate you meeting me down here today and talking to me about this.
Yeah. But, well, sorry you're having to deal with it.
Well, it is what it is, We get called for various things all the time like this, so.
How do you, know you said that you're going to write things up and send it back to Roger Johnson. What's your gut on how this is going to pan out?
There's a statute of limitations for a reason. That's my gut feeling. So it's... And I mean, honestly, if what you've told me about a bus stop arm violation and driving habits, I'll probably follow up with that just a little bit. So when I say this is kind of last thing, I do got to follow up on that. That's a legitimate criminal justice reason. And me being honest with you, the screenshots that I saw, my personal opinion is that that's not criminal justice information. I also found that same information on CaseNet. So is there a violation there? I'll turn it over to the prosecutor for him to decide if there even was a violation. And then obviously the statute of limitations is there, and whatever he decides to do. There's a special prosecutor that'll be appointed.
Sure.
That's moving forward what we're looking at. So, yep.
Fair enough.
You're probably curious about the evidence.
A little bit.
Rifle as well.
Funny how you're investigating the last two chiefs of police here. How did you draw that card?
Yeah, right. So that, I started working on that. I know it's been months, but just for your information, I
know that you got tied up in some big stuff, so.
Yeah, I just finished that one up last week. So I cannot find that rifle anywhere. No one has any idea where it's at. I did Mule's blog to see if our serial number had been ran, searched reports, even contacted the gun manufacturer to see if there was a warranty card with, you know, the victim's name on it, when he bought it, anything like that. And they don't even have those records. So as far as determining the serial number of that rifle, I can't even do that. And then I even got a list of all officers that had worked here and contacted all of them. Since 2014, that was like 33 officers, 32 officers.
Yeah, there's been quite a few.
I didn't contact all of them. I didn't quite contact your wife because I was like, Gabe requested this. I'm sure he talked to her about it.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of made some assumptions there, but I figured if they were actively working here, that they probably knew about it, and if they had known something, they would have came forward. But I'm kind of at an end of investigative leads.
And at the end of the day, we did the right thing by having an outside agency look into it so that it absolves us of any, you know, appearance of wrongdoing.
Sure.
So.
Yeah, it's just one of those things.
Believe
without
it or not,
a serial number.
Despite what we're here talking about today, I really do try to do the right thing, including trying to protect the community against somebody that has a criminal past.
You know, I'm not here to judge anything that was done. I'm just strictly here to try and get the facts. Personal opinions aside. So, all right, any questions for me about anything else? I'll be getting a copy of that under investigation up here.
Okay.
Should be maybe a week.
So I don't know if it's before 11, Megan over here I'm sure would, and obviously I'm not going to go over and order her to.
Sure.
Because I'm on leave. But if you were to go over and talk to Megan at the window in the PD and say, hey, I'm, you know, investigating a thing, and can you look up the stop arm violation.
Sure. Okay.
He would probably provide you with that, I'm assuming.
Okay.
He may call Scott first, but.
Okay. Yeah, I know. I appreciate it.
All right. Take care.
Thanks for coming in and meeting me under unpleasant circumstances.
You bet.
Hey, you too. Take care.